Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 5. In the previous chapter, we saw about mergers, we saw about acquisitions, we saw about takeovers. We also saw the difference between merger and acquisition. Now this sets up a beautiful platform for us for understanding more details about merger. And in this chapter, we are going to see a very special type of merger, which we call it as a reverse merger. This chapter will help you to understand the concept and process of a reverse merger, as well as the pros and cons of the reverse merger. So what is so special about reverse merger? We will see this specifically in these points that you will study in this chapter. The first point, we'll understand what exactly a reverse takeover or reverse merger is. We will see the process of reverse merger. We'll see the benefits of reverse merger. We'll see the drawbacks of reverse merger. We'll see what future financing means. And we'll also see some examples of reverse merger. So let's straight away start with what exactly is a reverse merger or a reverse takeover. Who are the parties involved? What are the benefits they get? That will be answered in this slide. A reverse takeover or reverse merger is an acquisition of a public company by a private company. So here the two main players are, one is a public company, another is a private company. And why do they come together? So that a private company can bypass the lengthy and complex process of going public. So the private company gets itself converted into a public company at a very short duration without any specific procedures that would be involved in case of a IPO. The transaction typically requires reorganization of capitalization of the acquiring company. The publicly traded corporation is known as a shell corporation. So whenever we refer to the shell company in our future slides, it typically means the public traded corporation, as it has little or no assets. The private company obtains the shell company by purchasing the controlling interest through a new issue of shares. So these are the basic details about a reverse merger, which will help us to understand further details on the reverse merger. Why reverse merger? Why reverse takeover? What are the reasons behind it? The number one reason why a private company acquires such a company is because it has a viable business. The private company reverse merges into an already existing public company, and an entirely new operating entity comes into existence. It is a viable option available to small to medium-sized privately held companies that are looking to raise additional capital to make acquisitions. Reverse merger is a speedy and cheaper way of becoming a public company. And when we talk speedy way, it can happen within a maximum period of 30 days. A large company may reverse merge into another smaller company. A large company may reverse merge into a smaller company if there is an opportunity to enter new business. The best example, the first most celebrated reverse merger in India was ICICI with the ICICI Bank. A decade later, another large development bank, IDBI, reverse merged with IDBI Bank. And the latest one, HDFC, reverse merging with HDFC Bank. So these three big players have already demonstrated what reverse merger is when it comes to a large company reverse merging into a smaller company. Now let us understand the process of reverse merger. In a reverse takeover or a reverse merger, the shareholders of a private company purchase control of the public shell company and merge it with the private company. The private company shareholders receive a substantial majority of the shares of the public company and control its board of directors. By merging with such an entity, the private company becomes public. So So that is the ultimate basic objective of the private company, to become a public company with the help of a reverse merger. After the private company obtains a majority of the public company shares and completes the merger, it appoints a new management and elects a new board of directors. The new public corporation thus establishes a base of shareholders sufficient to meet the listing requirements. The transaction can be accomplished within weeks' time. So that is the process of a reverse merger. Now there is a share exchange agreement and completion of reverse takeover. The reverse merger transaction involves the private and the shell company exchanging information on each other, negotiating the merger terms, and signing a share exchange agreement. At the closing, the shell company issues a substantial majority of its shares and board control to the shareholders of the private company. So, thing that starts with a share exchange agreement culminates into issue of shares and board control for the private company. The private company shareholders pay for the shell company by contributing their shares in the private company to the shell company that they now control. The share exchange and change of control completes the reverse takeover, transforming the formerly privately held company into a publicly held company. Corporates also use reverse merger as a tool. Reverse merger as a tool has been used by shell companies in two forms. Number one, under the first form, a failed public company is sold to recoup some of the costs of the failed business. Such shell deals are risky as they have the potential for unknown liabilities, lawsuits, and dissatisfied shareholders. However, under the second form, companies are created for the specific purpose of being sold as a shell in a reverse merger transaction, and such deals typically carry less risk of having unknown liabilities. The second form seems to be attractive over the first form. Now let us look at the benefits of a reverse merger. The first major benefit of reverse merger is the advantages of public trading status, including the possibility of commanding a higher price for a later offering of the company's securities. Second benefit, it allows a privately held company to become publicly held at a lesser cost and with less stock dilution than through an initial public offerings. So cost saving also becomes an important benefit of a reverse merger. The third important benefit in a reverse takeover, going public and raising capital are separate functions. A company can go public without raising additional capital. Separating these two functions greatly simplifies the process. The number four advantage, a reverse takeover is less susceptible to market conditions in comparison to the conventional IPOs, which could be risky. And the fifth important reason of a reverse merger or a benefit of a reverse takeover can be completed in as little as 30 days. The process for a conventional IPO can last for a year or more. So these are the five prominent benefits of a reverse merger. Now let us look at the drawbacks of a reverse merger. History of shell company can be bad and manifest itself in the form of currently sloppy records, pending lawsuits, and other unforeseen liabilities, in which case a reverse merger could be risky. Shell company shareholders may be angry or deceitful or anxious to dump their stock at the first chance they get. The third important drawback, private company CEOs may be new and inexperienced. In the world of publicly traded companies, unless they have the past experience as an officer or a director of a public company, the new company that comes after the reverse merger can have some shaky grounds. Another important drawback of a reverse merger, a comprehensive investor relation and investor marketing program may be an indirect cost of a reverse merger. Next important drawback, A reverse merger transaction only introduces liquidity to previously private stock if there is a bona fide public interest in the company. So these are the major drawbacks of a reverse merger. Now let us look at the concept of future financing. The greatest number of financing options available to publicly held companies in a primary is a primary reason to undergo a reverse takeover. These financing options include issuance of additional stock in a secondary offerings and exercise of warrants, where stockholders have a right to purchase additional shares in a company at the predetermined prices, and thus the company receives an infusion of capital. Third way, other investors are more likely to invest in a company via private offering of stock when a mechanism to sell their stock is in place, should the company be successful. In addition, the now publicly held company obtains the benefits of public trading of its securities, increased liquidity of company's stock, higher common valuation due to a higher share price, greater access to capital markets, ability to acquire other companies through stock transactions, ability to use stock incentives plans to attract and retain the employees. So these are the basic pointers when we talk in terms of the benefits of the now publicly held company. Let us look at some examples of reverse mergers. ValueJet Airlines acquired by Airways Corp to form the AirTrans Holdings. Aerospatial was acquired by Matra to form Aerospatial Matra. The game company Atari was acquired by JT Storage. US Airways was acquired by America West Airlines. Few more examples. The New York Stock Exchange was acquired by the Archipelago Holdings. The ABC Radio was acquired by Citadel Broadcasting Corporation. The Fredericks of Hollywood parent FOH Holding was acquired by the Apparel Maker Movistar. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter on reverse takeover or reverse merger. A reverse takeover or reverse merger is an acquisition of public company by a private company so that a private company can bypass the lengthy and complex process of going public. The reason why a private company acquires such a company is because it has a viable business. The reverse merger transaction involves a private and a shell company exchanging information on each other, negotiating the merger terms, and signing a share exchange agreement. Reverse merger is a speedy and cheaper way of becoming a public company within a maximum period of 30 days. Reverse merger has advantages as well as benefits. It also has certain drawbacks. So friends, with this, we have understood the basic details about reverse merger. Who are the parties involved in the reverse merger? What are the benefits of a reverse merger? So with this, we will enter into the next chapter. Thank you.